I've been taking quite some time to analyze this current podcast episode. I've been neglecting to put it in the front row where the first like 10 episodes were created. But I think this is the time now to at least show what I have to show. So welcome everybody to yet another episode, the episode number 11 of the Full Sack Radio. I'm your host, Harry, as always, and this is the Full Sack Radio. Today we're talking about a huge title. We're talking about a very important topic, which is know your desired programming position, which is what you have already read when you click this episode to listen to it. So welcome once again in this podcast. We'll be diving a little bit more into this crucial aspect of starting your journey into programming. We are going to be also diving into knowing your desired programming position, how and whether you're just starting out or looking to maybe switch careers or paths. Understand what you want to enjoy and where you want to focus your efforts. Because as you might have noticed so far, to focus on your efforts is the key to finding the satisfaction and the success in the field of web development, or at least on programming level. So today we're going to be exploring the strategies to help identify your interests and maybe align them with some potential career paths that you may be, let's say, challenged through your programming experience level. But I think most of us have been facing some difficulties in our everyday lives, not specifically on the programming level, but most of the case, it's the working environments that we live into. But we have to know somewhat like how to produce some more effort to ourselves and not just stare at our life as it's passing through. So before we dive into the specifics of the different positions that we may be diving into for programming and web development in general, it's essential to understand that there are some vast array of options available. Programming is not, as we said, limited to just web development, but there are so many opportunities in front of you, and you can experience different levels of, let's say, difficulty, but also excitement in your own path. You can have mobile app development, game development, desktop software, embedded systems, and so many more. Let's say if you grab something, you'll get something more than you wanted at the first time. So there are some, let's say, programming domains that can help you first to understand in which domain you are. So there are basically five domains that I've divided this speech into. There are the web development that I said previously, that is the mobile app development, the game development, the desktop software development, and of course the embedded systems development. So let's start from what I like the most, basically, what I've been doing for the past 3 years, 1 year on my own and 2 years professionally. So I've been simply building websites and web applications. This is what I like the most and what it's been fulfilling my journey like for the past 3 years now. But not only for building websites and web applications, but also mobile app development helps you develop iOS or Android applications. You can have the opportunity to build stuff, not only applications, but also games with iOS or even Android. And you can help your own self develop yourself into building these applications at hand from the beginning, from scratch, either on your own with your own steps in programming, or by even trying to find a job or a junior position to understand how big companies work, or even startups. But in spite of the mobile app development, you can also have the game development, as we said before. But it's a little bit different from the other two, like web development and mobile app development. But you can get the idea of, if you're a gamer, you know how it's going. So if you're a gamer, you know how the game behaves. You know the video games from various platforms, how they behave. And you actually have now a starting point to start building some stuff for yourself or even for the community. So basically, game development is creating video games for various platforms as you know them. Desktop software development includes also designing applications for Windows or Mac OS. So Windows requires some specific language, which I think is C#, C++ and stuff. But the Mac OS one requires Swift most of the times. So it was just a little bit of a generic, not a deep dive, but like a general aspect checking into how and the ways that you can find your own path. We talked for web development, mobile app development, game development, and desktop software development with Windows and Mac OS. But we didn't talk about the embedded systems development, which includes, as we said, programming devices like IoT devices or microcontrollers. So you've basically been wondering what the IoT devices are, but we have talked about them in a previous episode when talking about different aspects of programming and where the smart applications and home appliances are, in which category they fall into. But enough of that. If you're taking your very first steps, my first advice is to pause the video right into this section, because right now, with what we said, this is the way to go. This is your first step into understanding what path is the right path for you. So you have to explore these programming domains, either web development or mobile app development, game development, desktop software development, or even embedded systems development. But when you get actually an idea of how this is working, how this all is working, you can start assessing your interests and the skills that you may have. So now that we have highlighted those programming domains, I think it's now time for you to assess what the interests and the skills are for your own sake and for your own career. So consider what aspects of programming excite you the most, and what are you drawn to building user interfaces or working with databases or even solving complex algorithms. If these are all for you, then you have to have like a path that you may be using to conclude your career path. So you should reflect on your experiences and hobbies. Have you enjoyed working with websites, like tinkering websites, creating mobile apps, or even modding games, as we said before? But identifying your passions and strength will help narrow down your focus. So this is the third part, how you are able to understand the skills that you have. What do we have before we start checking the programming domains that we're going to be diving into? So you have to know, what are you aiming for? Try to understand what you're willing to work on and the sacrifices you have to certainly make in order to achieve that dream. So before even programming domain and web development and game development and all of those, you have to understand what the skills and your interests are. I cannot go, let's say, pick game development when I like building websites most. I cannot do that. If I like building websites and checking what the websites, how the websites are built and how they are and how they behave, the UI and the UX differences that we said previously in another episode, then I am fully into web development, and this is the path that I need to be following. But not only the interests and skills, but also, as we said, the programming domains have to have their own path here. So researching potential career paths may be also the third option for you. The fourth actual step of the whole programming career path picking journey is to first go into your programming domain, then assess your skills and the interests, and then it is what we said just now, potential career paths. So with a clear understanding of your interests and skills, it's time now to research potential career paths. You have to explore the job descriptions and the requirements for the roles that align best with your preferences. You have to reach out to professionals, start checking the field that you have interest in through networking events, online communities, gain insights into the day-to-day responsibilities and career trajectories. But you have to also consider internships or even entry-level positions such as junior development positions to gain a hands-on experience, as we said before, and even test the waters that you may be diving into in the different areas of programming. So basically, what I needed to show you was to better understand what your interests and skills are by determining the way to dive into this fourth section to research your career path. There are different tools on the internet that you may be using in order to understand how to be better on yourself and which is for you the best career path to follow. But I think that the most powerful professional networking platform where you can also connect with professionals from various industries, including programming, is LinkedIn. I think LinkedIn is the place to go when you want to connect with people from your field, from your interests and skills. You can even join relevant groups and follow influencers in the whole programming space. Just stay updated on industry trends and job opportunities that they may be offering. And you can also additionally work with the job search feature that allows you to filter by location, your experience level, and specific skills that you may be using. They just make it easier to find positions that match your interests and qualifications. It's even more easier to be checking these opportunities for yourself instead of just searching through the internet, through the whole globe of the internet, in order to find something that may be fitting into your interests. But most importantly, I could also provide you with another tip that you can use. Its name is Glassdoor. So Glassdoor, with is just one word, provides the best valuable insights into your company, into the company culture, let's say. Salary ranges, employee reviews for thousands of companies worldwide. It's also mine here. So I have done like a bit of analysis before putting this into the podcast. Imagine that you can use the platform to research potential employers and get even a better understanding of what's like to work in different programming roles. You can also search for job listings and read reviews from current and former employees and, let's say, gain firsthand knowledge about the company's work environment and career growth opportunities. So this gives you more like an opportunity to understand how and why you will be working in that way and choose the best career path that is your responsibility as a day-to-day engineer. And you can traject your career into that place. But I could say that the best approach for yourself and the best career opportunity in understanding your programming position would be initially to start experimenting and iterating from yourself. You don't have to be afraid to experiment and even iterate on your programming journey. You should take on side projects or contribute to open source initiatives, expand your skills, explore the technologies that are new to the industry, and you have to be curious and adaptable every time, every day, every year, as the tech industry, you know, is constantly evolving, and you need to know everything and every time and whenever it is requested from you. So you have to embrace opportunities, work for continuous learning and growth, and remember that your desired programming position may evolve over time as you gain experience and discover new interests as you go through that journey. I've talked to you about so many experiences that I had in my life so far. It's the 11th episode and probably you know so much about me, but so much other is ready to come. So you may be wondering, like, how can I experiment myself? How can I expand my skills and explore these new technologies? But in this case, if you're curious enough and you can be adaptable into different situations, there shouldn't be any issue for you to understand what your next moves are and how to experiment on yourself. You can do different things as coding into LeetCode. LeetCode is a perfect example into understanding more about code and how you can become better like a developer and work with side projects and contribute even to GitHub. GitHub has so many open source initiatives that you can expand your skills and explore the new technologies that you may be using. I'm personally working with React right now, and I can find millions or even thousands of projects into GitHub if I just simply search for React.js. If I write React.js, I can see millions or even thousands of different projects and ideas or open source libraries that I can work and contribute my own knowledge or my own thoughts on the project itself. So there are millions of ways for you to understand how to be working in these situations, really. But enough of that. I think that we covered mostly everything. I will not be making a second part of this because I think that this is more like the structure, the skeleton of how can I push you through that position and to make you lastly know your better or desired programming position as you follow through that journey. We specifically talked about how you can explore different programming domains, how you can dive into the specifics with programming domains. Web development was one part of that, building websites and different web applications. Mobile app development, where you are able to develop iOS and Android applications. Game development, create video games for various platforms, as we said about that. Desktop and software development, where you are able to design applications for Windows or macOS. Embedded systems development, where you're programming devices like IoT devices or microcontrollers. So these were like the main path and the main skeleton of how you can start exploring the different programming domains. But we also talked about how to access and to assess your interests and skills. Why you should be knowing what you're aiming for and why you should be trying to understand what you're willing to work on and the sacrifices you certainly have to make in order to achieve the dream of understanding your interests and skills. If, let's say, we like to build different interfaces or even working with databases or solving even complex algorithms, these are just different parts of our own system. So with this way, we can understand in which path of the development we can try to work better and move on that career path eventually. We also talked about how to research potential career paths with LinkedIn and Glassdoor. Remember those two because they are perfect into exploring job applications, job descriptions, and requirements for roles that align with your preferences, most importantly, because reaching out to professionals in the field through networking events or even online communities is an immense help, like for day-to-day responsibilities and career trajectories, as we said before. Consider yourself applying for internships or even entry-level positions such as junior development positions. In this way, you can gain a very easy hands-on experience and test the whole water area to understand different areas of programming. Remember those two, LinkedIn and Glassdoor. And lastly, we talked about how hungry you have to be with experimenting and iterating yourself. Just push on that five sections. Experiment yourself, take on so many side projects and contribute to open source initiatives and libraries. Expand your skills and explore new technologies. This is the most important thing I have to say for you guys. Embrace those opportunities. You can learn continuously and grow continuously when you build stuff on your own. Remember that your desired program position may evolve over time as you gain experience and discover new interests. So basically, understanding in general your desired programming position is like the most important step that you have to make in order to navigate your journey into web development or even generic programming. So by exploring those different domains, we automatically gain access to interests and skills that we have. We can research potential career paths, as we said, and experimenting along the way, you'll be better equipped to find fulfillment and success and in all of that world of programming. Keep on building, guys. I think this is the most important word or sentence for this podcast. I think this was also my best shot. I remember building like 5 or 10 different projects before even applying for a job. So I think that's it. You can do it. You can understand what your current position should be, but take your time, take a step back, try to assess the situation, and you will eventually get there. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you like this episode, please put a like and subscribe or follow us in all different platforms that you may be hearing us or listening to this podcast. And as always, I was Harry, and this was the Full Stack Radio. Thank you.